Aren't you glad we can come to church and have fun? Let me give you real quick. I know we had a lot of announcements, but it's very important. We strive, and one of the things I really try to push with all of our team leaders and everybody involved is communication, communication, communication. And the way we do that is we do it through that church app, and we want to make it as easier for you. So if you're having an issue with it, we'll have people out in the foyer. You'll see them in blue shirts under the orange banner. They'll help you get set up. They can stop your old stuff and help you get the new stuff set up. So just go out there and help them and ask them. And we're striving to make things better, to make things easier. And that's one way we're doing it. So please be sure to check that out if you need help. Really, anybody with a sticker should be able to get you pointed. A name tag should be able to get you pointed in the right direction. This is week two of a series we call You Asked For It that we've done for maybe 4 or 5 years, 6 years now, based on a survey we do during Easter, because that's when most of you are here, asking you, hey, these are some topics. Do you need help with this one? Would you like to hear a message on this? I don't understand this. How does this work? So it's just a good time that I get to answer questions and make it, I enjoy it because it covers all of our lives as Christians. But today we're going to ask this or answer this question. And it's something, a question that God put in all of us. And it's really, you can say it two ways. We ask this question, is there more than this? Anybody ever got into place in life and like realized, okay, I'm blessed, this is good, but there's got to be more to life than this, right? Is there more? What's the other way you'd ask it is, what's after this? Like when we die, do we become a tree? Do you like come back as your favorite animal? You know, what is it that happens to us? What does the Bible say about heaven? And the thing you need to know is that even if you're people who don't know Jesus, or you maybe been serving God for a long time, down deep in us is this question of what's next. God, where am I going after this? When I die, what happens? Do I just kind of cease to exist? You know, and the lights go out and then that's it? My life is just over? See, the Bible is very clear on a lot of this. It even says in Ecclesiastes, which is a book in the Old Testament, it says that God planted in every human heart this desire to see the whole scape of what God's doing, to see the end, to know the beginning and the end. And we all have this drive. But a lot of times around, really honestly, times of funerals, maybe expected or unexpected deaths, or maybe just life crisis, we start asking these questions of what's next, this desire to know what's next. And let me be honest with you. You want me to be honest with you or want me to lie to you? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. For those of you who want me to lie to you, sorry. We as Christians do a terrible job talking about heaven. So if you're not saved and you're not a Christian this morning, you are welcome. It's awesome to have you here. But know this, that this is something you need to learn. And we as Christians need to do better in talking about it. Because we don't talk about heaven as this really positive thing. We talk about it as something that's just going to keep me out of hell. Or it's just my insurance card. See, we tell people, you need Jesus so you don't go where? To hell. Or if you're in the South, it's hail. It's like two syllables, right? You just need Jesus so you don't go to the guy on that preaches on the corner that screams at people, or you're going to go to hail, right? But see, we never talk about that the reason Jesus came, it was to keep us out of hell and redeem us, but it was so that we could spend eternity with him and we could be with him forever. And we do a terrible job telling people stuff that's not even in the Bible. And I'm gonna give you some questions that I've been asked. And these are real questions that somebody asked me. And this is how I think examples of why we lose our focus and what we're really focused on, what heaven really is. The first one I get asked is, why does heaven have gates? You ever think about that? I mean, God rules the heaven and the earth. In the end, he recreates it and puts us in heaven. I mean, is it like next to a bad neighborhood or something? Why does he need gates? You know, you can only get in or out if you have Jesus. So the people that don't have Jesus aren't even around. Why gates? And my answer to them was, I don't know. You'll have to ask him when we get there. I've been asked this. This is a legitimate question. I'll give you that. Is, will I be married in heaven? The Bible is pretty clear on this one. Luke chapter 20 says you're neither be married or given in marriage. Some of you hear this and think, oh man, I'm a wife. Now on the other hand, some of y'all are thinking, score, right? Like, I'm stuck with this dude now, but when we get to heaven, See, the Bible doesn't tell us, and I really don't know why. And I know it's important to us, but I think it's majoring on a minor. And you'll see why in a minute. I get asked those questions. Will we have wings like angels? That would be awesome. Have you ever seen one of the movies, the Gabriel movie, where he goes and his big wings pop up and he just takes off flying? How cool would that be? But sorry, no. The Bible says of us that the angels are actually below us. We are the prized creation, the sons and daughters of God. You are not an angel. And a lot of times, like when people die, well, God needed another angel. No, he didn't. He had extras, because when Satan, who was an angel, made a bad decision and challenged God, God threw Satan and a third of the angels out. So we can't be angels. The Bible says that we're more special to God than that. Here's another one. Are we going to sing in a choir and play a harp for eternity? That's not heaven. That's like a good definition of hell to me. Really, like all eternity. And people come, I just don't know if I want to go to heaven because I can't sing, and I really don't want to sing and listen to harp music all day long for the rest of eternity. Well, neither do I. But that's nowhere in the Bible. It just shows that we're off. Here's another one. This one's not in. We are not fat babies either. A lot of people, they show a picture, their loved one in heaven. Oh, they're a little fat baby, a little angel. No, they're not. Even if they were a baby when they passed away, they're not an angel. They're God's prized possession, sons and daughters. They're not a little baby in the diaper floating on the cloud playing a harp, singing the hallelujah chorus. It's just not eternity. Then I get asked this question. Will heaven be boring? And see, I think that's why, in all seriousness, when we talk about this, this is shows we don't understand. Because if you're coming to me telling me I need to get Jesus so I don't go to hell, but when we go to heaven, you might be an angel, God might need a flower for his garden, and all the stuff that we say, well-meaning, we're trying to comfort people, and I understand that, but it's just not true. But what it does is it leads us to not understanding what heaven really is. See, Satan's jobs, what he wants to do is he minimizes heaven because it minimizes our relationship with God. Because a God that wants us to play harp, float on the cloud, and have no interaction with him is not a God of relationship. So I would be right there with you. This is going to be boring. But the Bible is clear. It's not boring. I came across these. Anybody remember, this will date me, but remember the old Far Side cartoons? These just display perfectly how we sometimes act and what we think heaven is for Christians. Look at this first one. This first one, it says up there, wish I'd brought a magazine. He's an angel floating on a cloud. That's what we really think heaven is going to be. It's not. Then there's this one that's talking about, says the top, welcome to heaven, here's your harp. Welcome to hell, here's your accordion. See, it's funny, and I get it, but it's not heaven. Now, the next one's questionable because it could be good for us who hunt. Look at this.